Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Radha. जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन संस्थापकाचार्य बीपीटी संस्थापकाचार्य हिस्स डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णभ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी। गन्तुं कृतमतीर्ब्रह्मन् द्वारकां रथमास्थितः उपलेभे विधावन्तीं उत्तरां भयविह्वलां। 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 द्वारकां रथमास्थितः उपलेभे विधावन्तीं उत्तरां भयविह्वलां। गन्तुं कृतमतीर्ब्रह्मन् द्वारकां रथमास्थितः उपलेभे विधावन्तीं। माताजी गन्तुं कृतमपि उत्तरां भयविह्वला गन्तुं जस्ट डिजायरिंग टू स्टार्ट कृतमति ही हैविंग डिसाइडेड ब्रह्मन् ओ ब्राह्मण द्वारकाम टुवर्ड्स द्वारका रथम ऑन द चैरियट आस्तितः सिटेड उपलेभे सौ अभिधावंतिन कमिंग हरिडली उत्तराम उत्तरा भय विवलम बीइंग अफ्रेड. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. As soon as he seated himself on the chariot to start for Dwarka, he saw Uttara hurrying towards him in fear. Purport. All the members of the family of the Pandavas were completely dependent on the protection of the Lord. And therefore, the Lord protected all of them in all circumstances. The Lord protects everyone, but one who depends completely upon Him is specially looked after by the Lord. The father is more attentive to the little son who is exclusively dependent on the father. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim यत् कृपातमहं वंदे श्री गुरो दीनतारिणं श्री चैतन्यईश्वरं परमानंद माधवं असाधुना साधुतादायिन अतिनीचोच्चतकरः हनमुं चाकदाचिन प्रेमनामत कंठव्यस्पुरः. हरे कृष्ण. वुड लाइक टू वेलकम टू this daily Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seek blessings from all the Vaishnavas so that I can speak something on this verse and this section of Srimad Bhagavatam which can inspire us to practice our devotional service with more determination and with more commitment. So whatever will come out today, it will be just what is there in my head or mind or whatever you can say, because I was also not knowing I have to sit here. So a very interesting section of Srimad Bhagavatam where Parikshit Maharaja's birth has been described. So in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shaunakadi Rishi, they asked Sudha Goswami 6 questions, and one of the questions they asked that where have dharma has taken place after Lord Krishna has gone back to his own place. So in response to that shloka, in that question, Sudha Goswami answered that Krishna Sodhama Upagate Dharman Bhagavatan Ihan. Krishna Sodhama Upagate Dharma Gyan Adibhi Saha Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Puranar Ko Adhunodita. That after Lord Krishna went back to Golok Vrindavan, after performing all his pastimes in this world, attracting all living entities to come back to the spiritual world, the dharma has taken place, or dharma, the religious principles have taken shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Kalo nashta drishamesha pura narko adhunodita. So whatever one requires to perfect his life is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. If someone can follow Srimad Bhagavatam, he need not have to refer anything else in this world. The highest perfection of human form of life is to achieve love of Godhead. And that love of Godhead, the pancha, the fifth attainment, which is dharma, artha, kama and moksha, the highest attainment, pancham purushartha, is love of Godhead. That love of Godhead has been offered through Srimad Bhagavatam. So when they heard all these sages, when they heard that Bhagavatam is that book where all the religious principles are residing, so they wanted to know more about Srimad Bhagavatam. So they asked four more questions. That when, how this Bhagavatam was compiled. So in response to that question, Sudh Goswami narrates Vyasdev and Narada's meeting. And this is how Bhagavatam came in picture. Then, the second question they asked, that what transpired between Shukdev Goswami, who is such an elevated sannyasi, Paramhamsa, and on another hand, there is Parikshit Maharaj. What transpired between these two personalities that they met each other? The third question they asked, it was, we want to know about the birth and activities of Maharaj Parikshit. So, the current section is dealing with the birth of Maharaj Parikshit. And the activities of Maharaj Parikshit is they explain in 12th chapter onwards of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. And the fourth question they asked was, what happened with Parikshit Maharaj that he renounced? In his youth, he renounced his kingdom, went and sat on the bank of Ganges. So here in this section now, Maharaj Parikshit's birth, what happened before his birth? That has been discussed. And it is such a dramatic birth, where Ashwatthama, which has just been released by Draupadi's heartfelt compassion. And again, to remove or to destroy the last survival of Pandava Vamsha is Maharaj Parikshit. He has not got it. I mean, he has not got any name yet. He is in the womb, but he will be the next emperor after Pandavas. But if he is not there, if nobody is there, then Pandavas' clan is over. So, keeping that thing in mind, Ashwatthama threw a Brahmastra, and that time itself, Lord Krishna saw that everything is settled down. Now, Yudhishthir Maharaj has been coronated as an emperor. And he was just about to leave to Dwarka. And everyone had assembled, all the Pandavas, Kunti Maharani. Kunti Maharani wanted Krishna to stay back. They were praying to Krishna, please stay for some more time.
But his devotees in Dwarka were also awaiting his arrival. They were also feeling separation. So Krishna was thinking about them. And as he was sitting in the chariot, he saw Uttara running towards Krishna. Bhaya Vivala, stricken with fear, she was afraid. And what she was afraid of? Not for her own life, but for her own son. She could see that the Brahmastra is going to hit the embryo. And when she saw that there is no other way I can protect myself or my child in the womb except Krishna. So she is running towards Krishna. And a beautiful purport, small purport, but Prabhupada sums up what must be the devotee's disposition. He writes here that all the members of the family of the Pandavas were completely dependent on the protection of the Lord. And therefore, the Lord protected all of them in all circumstances. So not only Pandavas, but all the members, Prabhupada is writing. Maharani Kunti, Pandavas, Draupadi, Abhimanyu, Uttara, Parikshit. They all are dependent on the Lord's protection. And this is what we see in all circumstances. When recently we celebrated Bhagavad Gita Jayanti, Gita Jayanti. So now, whenever there were calamities in the life of Pandavas, Krishna came to help them. And calamities have different forms. It's not a stereotype calamities. Each and individual faces various kinds of calamities in his life. And what is more important is that when calamities are coming, or when any calamity is coming in our life, when we see it, we need to understand that in those calamities, what I am supposed to be doing. Of course, I have to protect myself, but at the same time, take shelter of the Lord. And greatest calamities are those calamities who takes us away from devotional service. They have various forms. So, in the life of Arjuna, just like if you see, before coming to that part, in this section, Srila Vyasadeva, he found himself in a greatest calamity. After compiling, after achieving, he experienced dissatisfaction in his heart. That I have compiled all those things, but still I am not able to give what is supposed to be given. Why there is emptiness in the heart? So in someone's life, emptiness may enter, even being in the circle of a devotee. That could be a calamity. And for Arjuna, what was the calamity? Going away from his duties. Means, here you see, Vyasadeva has performed his duty of compilation, still he was feeling dissatisfaction, emptiness. And here, Arjuna, who wanted to go away from duties, what he is supposed to be doing, but what it is considered, it is a calamity in the life of Arjuna. So what Lord Krishna did? So as we see that in the in the first chapter itself, Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Because of Arjuna's perception and Arjuna's conception, he experienced depression. When our perception and when our conceptions are disconnected from Krishna's perception and Krishna's instruction, then what we experience in our life is calamity. And in those calamities, if we don't take shelter, and that is what actually in one purport, in the 12th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, 21st shloka, in that purport, Prabhupada, he starts his purport saying that Arjuna is the hero of Bhagavad Gita, not Mahabharata. Just see the word, sentence what Prabhupada is writing. Arjuna is the hero of Bhagavad Gita. Hero? Who is the hero of Bhagavad Gita? It's Krishna, isn't it? Krishna has spoken Bhagavad Gita, not Arjuna. We might call he is a hero of Kurukshetra war. But how come Arjuna has become a hero? And Prabhupada is writing that Arjuna is the hero of Bhagavad Gita. The hero here, what it means, that he exemplified the right action of a hero. Most of the time, when we think about a hero, hero is a person who fights the battle and who wins the battle, who never bows down. Isn't it? But Arjuna, although having such great achievement behind him, and Prabhupada lists down his achievements in that purpose. How Arjuna went to Indra Loka, how Indradev was happy, how Arjuna pleased Lord Shiva. So many astras, so many demigods were pleased with him and gave so many astras to him. He had so many medals in his life. But why he is called hero? Although having those achievements, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in front of everyone, he submitted to Krishna. So in spiritual life, what matters is submission to be hero than feeling oneself to be independent. To be independent of Lord, to be independent of our spiritual master. That independence in material world is considered to be a macho man or hero. But what makes hero in spiritual life is to be dependent on the Lord. And therefore he says in front of everyone that Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava prushyami tvam dharma sammood cheta yat shreyasanischitam bruhi tanme shishyasteham shadimam tvam prapannam. Krishna, all those achievements what I have achieved in my life is useless. Now I take shelter of your lotus feet. And this is what makes one hero. And here, the same thing Prabhupada is writing. In all circumstances, Pandavas, they took shelter. They always showed their dependence on the Lord. So, what is considered as a weakness in the material world, to be dependent on someone, that is considered heroism in spiritual world. And he puts down his Gandiva. His Gandiva was slipping from his hand. And because of those clouded perceptions and clouded conceptions, what happened? He lost his determination to fight. So in our life too, as a practitioner, many times, many things come in our life, we start perceiving with our own intelligence. What is right? What is wrong? Who is doing justice? Who is doing injustice? And with those perception, what happens? Our determination to practice Krishna consciousness. Our wheel bag is our Gandiva. And with those clouded perceptions, what happens? Our determination to pick up that wheel bag and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That determination to practice devotional service starts slipping away from our hand. So what one needs to take is, one need to do is to take shelter of the Lord. And when you take shelter of the Lord, in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, what we see? Krishna is calling Arjuna, because now before submitting, the friendly talk is going on. And Krishna is calling Arjuna Kleibhyam. Kleibhyam ma smagama partha. Don't act like a eunuch, important person. It's such a means, it's such a verbal slap, you know. Means what Acharya says that, Acharya says that Krishna is informing Arjuna, Arjuna, your role of being Brahmana is over. In incognito, Arjuna accepted because of Urvashi's curse. He had accepted the role of a Brahmana, a eunuch, who was teaching music to Virata's daughter Uttara. And he was playing a role of a eunuch over there. So here, Krishna is calling Arjuna again, Kleibhyam, to inform or to indicate him, your role of that Brahmana is over. Now you are Arjuna, the Kshatriya. You had called these people Dhartarashtran, Durbuddhair. Arya Durbuddhi Duryodhan. Let me check how much strength he has gathered and finish him off. That was his conviction and his determination to fight with Duryodhana and all the other party. But as soon as he sees Bhishma, Drona, Pramukata, he loses that determination. He says, no. They are after all my relatives. How can I fight with them? How can I kill them? So immediately, Krishna takes that action to inspire his friend. And how Krishna protects? After surrendering, Krishna starts with one thing. Essentially, the message of Bhagavad Gita is do not lament. Because Jiva Goswami in Shata Sandarbha, in one of the purport, he writes, the essential message of Bhagavad Gita is do not lament. And how do we understand this? So he says that in the first instruction of Krishna and last instruction of Krishna is the same. What was the first instruction to Arjuna? Asauchananma sauchastam prajnavadascha bhasase gatasugatana suncha nanu sauchanti pandita. You are lamenting for which is not worthy to lament. And whole series of those verses, Krishna talks about do not lament. So he begins Bhagavad Gita saying Krishna, saying Arjuna, do not lament. And in the end, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Ischami Ma Sucha. Ma Sucha again, do not lament, do not fear. I am there. So the first instruction of Krishna and the last instruction of Krishna is the same. Do not lament, do not fear. So when one understands in his life that Krishna is there, if he has a connection with Krishna, here also same thing is happening. Bhaya Vivala. She is afraid. And she is taking shelter of Krishna. And this section exemplifies that how what is materially impossible is possible for Krishna. So we might have our own capacities, we might have our own understanding, we might have belief in our own self or disbelief in ourselves. But what is Krishna is been explained in this section. Means all the powerful Pandavas, their power was not less. What Uttara has seen how Arjuna has performed, how this battle has been finished. Arjuna, Bhima and Arjuna, they became hero of the battle of Kurukshetra. But whose shelter she is taking now? Krishna's shelter she is taking. So we might have our strength, our shelter in this world. But the real shelter is Krishna. And in that shelter, we will be always protected. So when Krishna says, do not lament. So he also gives the ways how one should not lament. So how he protects Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra? By two ways he protects him. By encouraging him, and second thing is enlightening him. These two things are very important in sadhaka's life. Encouragement and enlightenment. If you just give encouragement to a person, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. If you don't give him enlightenment, that encouragement doesn't last long. It becomes like a tea and coffee. Without tea and coffee, people can't work. Similarly, without encouraging that person each and every time, he cannot feel working. And therefore, so much of depression, so much of people, they keep hearing so much of motivation. Again and again, they need that dose. Encouragement. Yes, you can do it. Yes, you can do it. You can win. Yes, you can win. And if only enlightenment is there, people think, oh, this is right, but I cannot do it. Ye karna chahiye, lekin मुझ में शक्ति नहीं है. I don't have a strength to do it. Yes, we are supposed to chant 16 round, but I think it is not for me. I can't do it. Yes, I am spirit soul, but what one needs to do for that, to take care of that spirit soul? One has to practice. So enlightenment is there, but if encouragement is not there, then people do not have a strength to practice. They don't feel inspired to practice. So Krishna, masterfully, what he does in Bhagavad Gita, that he not only encourages Arjuna, but also he enlightens Arjuna in the right knowledge. If this is what one needs to achieve, you are not this body, your spirit soul. And they are also not there, this body, their spirit soul. So perform your duties, keeping that in the mind. And this is how Krishna dealt with Arjuna's those calamities, by properly encouraging him and also enlightening him. So not that Krishna's ways of protecting are always different for different devotees. And yesterday, Yugadhar Prabhu explained that beautiful story. That how Lord protects different people and how he engages different people doing right thing. The Lord protects everyone, but one who depends completely upon him is specially looked after by the Lord. And here, that beautiful example, that of the father is more attentive to the little son who is exclusively dependent on the father. The little child is there and the grown-up child is there. Whose care father takes? The one who is dependent. Prabhupada was walking and Prabhupada saw that all the ducks, they were quacking. So Prabhupada asked all his disciples, who will get the food amongst those? No one could understand who will get that. So Prabhupada revealed the duck who is quacking the loudest. The more we are dependent on the Lord, we have to express that dependence. And that expression is a submission. We should not understand, we should not think, Arey, Bhagavan to sab jante hai na? He knows everything. And he knows my difficulties, what calamities I am going through. So why doesn't he help? No, we have to express, Krishna, yes, you know, but I want to express that I need your help. Bhaya vivala. I'm seeing those calamities coming in my life. I'm seeing that emptiness is coming in my life. I'm seeing that pride is coming in my life. I'm seeing that cynicism. Cynicism means, are, chalta hai na, ho. It is like that only. That kind of attitude is coming in my life. Which can choke our devotional creeper. So Bhagavatam is all about showing our dependence on the Lord. And that is what all the devotees, and this is the first canto all about. Different people face different calamities. Arjuna, he also, before this, the Brahmastra was also thrown on Arjuna by Ashwatthama. He also immediately took shelter. When he could not realize from where this thing is coming, he immediately took shelter of Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj, he was put into calamity. He immediately took shelter. So, Uttara, when Krishna was present, she directly took shelter of Krishna. But her own son, when he was into calamity, when he was thrown into the calamity, he did not take shelter. And I'm saying, "Are Krishna ka hai? Chalo main Krishna ke." No, what Krishna is representing, or through which Krishna is representing, that thing or that particular person, we need to take shelter of. So, whose shelter Parikshit Maharaj took? Parikshit Maharaj took shelter of his devotees, and through his devotees, he took shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is also non-different from Krishna. And Arjuna himself, when Krishna had departed, and he was feeling pangs of separation, that time also Arjuna said the same thing. Our shelter is sound vibration of these scriptures. So when we find ourselves in those calamities, so we should take shelter of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. That way we show our dependence. Krishna, I am dependent on you. So this section will continue. There are prayers of Uttara which are coming up. Very beautiful prayers. And then after you go through calamities, what devotee experience is gratitude in his heart. His heart is filled with gratitude. And those gratitude comes in the form of prayers. And those exalted prayers which Kunti Maharani is going to sing for the Lord, they are coming up in future classes. So I would like to stop here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any question, any doubt, please feel free to ask. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.